The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It was hard to get to the ballpark yesterday. Streets were closed. Mm-hmm. Parking lots could not be filled. And still 33,000 people showed up at AmFam Field for that game yesterday. That's how important this team is right now to the city of Milwaukee.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back. Can't make it up.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
They're great. They're good. They're the best team in baseball by the furthest imaginable amount you could ever fathom. They're so good, they're rewriting what young Brewers fans are going to think of this team moving forward.
Left on the track is Lockridge. He's there. He makes the catch. Can you count to 14? It's a franchise record for the Milwaukee Brewers. The longest winning streak in the history of the ball club.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Brewers postseason pocket pancake breakfast, presented by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Here's Alex Stroph and Gabe Neitzel.
Come see what's brewing. Come see what the good times are.
Hanging out at the pancake pocket breakfast.
Try that again. Start over.
Hanging out at the pocket pancake breakfast. The Milwaukee Brewers, they've got the band going. You have a favorite polka song?
Is it too simple to say Roll Out the Barrel is my favorite polka song?
Yeah.
Then I would
say... Because that's like the only polka song you know, isn't it?
Bingo.
All right.
Yeah. Well, my
Horsey Keep Your Tail Up? No? Not a fan of Horsey Keep Your Tail Up?
So the polka capital of the world is Pulaski, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. which is where my girlfriend grew up.
Okay.
But I have never been to Polka Days in Pulaski.
Okay.
It's on the bucket list. Need to do it sometime. But I got to be honest with you, Gabe. I really don't know that much polka. I know how to polka, but I couldn't tell you names of songs.
Get up and polka.
I would assume. Wait, are you telling me to get up and polka now?
Yes.
I need a dance partner. Dylan, come here. We got a polka. Come around here.
All right. If you haven't gotten over, please do. Yeah, please head over to the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube page.
Okay. So
all right, just follow Stroph.
Just going to hop. No, this way. This way. Yep, there you go. Good. Yep. Keep it going now.
Okay,
now
so it turns out Stroph doesn't know how to polka.
It's hard when you have a dance partner that doesn't know how to polka.
So it turns out Stroph just hops on his one foot, then hops on the other foot. That's not how you polka.
Okay, well it's a rule of threes,
it's not,
right?
Yes,
rule
it is 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Well, that's what I was trying to do, but I
that's
he's got two left feet. I blame him.
When
So
Stroph, with that experiment.
Stroph once again overestimating how good he is at something and stepping up and just absolutely embarrassing.
Josh, step in here. Step in here.
Yeah, what's up?
Back me up.
No, that was terrible.
I thought it looked good.
You said
you knew how to polka.
How to polka.
Then you didn't polka.
See, this is where I would need my girlfriend because she would make me look better. That guy doesn't know how to polka.
I mean, you didn't even try to teach him. You just said, "Oh, hey, hop on this one."
"Oh yeah, we were just getting started," and then you go to the 1-2-3. I don't know what you want from me. You told me to get up and polka,
and then you didn't.
13-second notice.
Yeah, if you know how to do something, you should be able to do it.
You didn't hear me or Gabe saying, "Hey,
here's what we're
going to
do." Here's what we're going to do. Next commercial break, I'm going to go into the middle of the pit where the polka band's playing.
Okay.
I'm going to find an elderly woman who looks like she knows how to polka.
Okay.
And then we're going to polka.
All right.
And then I'm going to come back and give you my report.
And then you're going to prove that you know how to polka.
Probably not. But
so you don't know how. Why do you do this? Why do you do this to yourself?
Okay. So here's what happened. Here's what happened. I'll be honest. I believe.
Okay. Just go deep inside yourself and draw out what the Packers are being about themselves and how honest they are. I just want you to be honest. That's all I'm looking for, Stroph. Be honest.
I would have felt like a phony Wisconsinite had I admitted I don't know how to poker. So I just pretended I know how to poker.
Okay.
And I forgot I am with the two people maybe in the building or in the world even maybe outside of like my girlfriend and my family that are the best at holding me accountable.
Sure.
And calling and seeing through my BS.
Okay.
And I believe that's what just happened.
Okay. All right.
How was that?
Hey, I appreciate you with a little self-reflection, realizing what happened and correcting the mistake.
I stand by I know how to polka, but... I might not know how to polka.
Oh man, yes, you do not know how to polka. All right, let's just settle there. Micah Parsons is returning to Dallas to take on the Cowboys.
To Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Like, what else do you want me to do? Like, you just fell flat on your face.
Yeah.
Lying once again about knowing how to do something. It's okay to not know. It's okay.
I feel like
I just
that
want
one's
you
not,
to know.
That one's not. No. Do you know how to polka?
Not really. Again, I know it's 1-2-3, 1-2-3. Just hopping on your feet like most people do isn't actually how you polka.
Josh either has no idea, no interest, or is very good at it, and there's no in between.
I know we did it in elementary school. We had a whole lesson in gym class.
Oh, really?
But if I were to draw back directly to that, I don't think it would. It would look somewhat like what you just did. But I also didn't say, I know how to polka and I can't.
I know how to do this, right? Like, that's just... Again, I think that's the difference. Like, I think I could pick it up pretty easily because, like Josh, I'm pretty sure I did that. I did some sort of polka dance class in grade school, elementary school, the way that everybody else does in the state of Wisconsin. But it's been forever. And if I were to stand there, if there were a couple of people actually doing it, I think I could pick it up. But I can't sit here and say definitively that I know how to polka like you do. Is it, so now I'm curious. Why is there a part of you that feels like you have to say you know how to do things that you don't know how to do?
Do you really want me to go behind the curtain?
I mean, all I want from anybody, the only thing I can ever ask from anybody at any given time is to be honest.
Okay, then
and
I'm
you have
be honest.
Not and you have not been honest this segment.
Well, I have been for some of it.
Yes, which means again. Being honest,
it's not a part-time deal.
It is a one or zero.
I just looked at the clock. I really thought it was time for a break. Thought I was going to get out of this. Okay, yep, go ahead.
Being honest is a one or a zero thing.
Yep.
If you've been partially honest, then it's a
that's
zero.
That's a 0.5.
That is not being
point
honest.
0.5. All
no,
right.
No,
so
it is a binary thing. Yes.
Number one, and this is the God's honest truth. I always overestimate myself, which. So you've heard the line, fake it till you make it, right?
Yep.
As a 26-year-old trying to break into this business, there's a lot of faking it I had to do.
Sure.
Okay? Luckily, I've wound up at a pretty good spot. So that said, I think I am just often irrationally confident in myself.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And irrationally is probably an understatement.
Yep.
So when I say these things, I really do believe them.
But when I say
I can polka, when I said that, it wasn't actually me trying to be deceptive. It was more me saying, oh, yeah, I can figure it out.
But you don't. Like, but and there was no one here to, like, demonstrate it.
I understand that, Gabe. I understand that.
You just thought.
I'm not trying to be deceptive.
There is a part of you that
I'm just dumb.
Between sitting in the chair and standing up, there was going to be something in your brain
that clicked.
So it's
more like 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, around, something like that. Correct.
The other part of it is I do enjoy the reaction of individuals when I fall flat on my face.
Okay, so it's more of an attention thing.
I think it probably plays a role.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I was just curious. I appreciate
Josh,
the
what are
honesty
we, Josh, what are we doing
that
here?
You have.
We are diving into your mindset and how.
Is it a psychology thing?
Is a little bit of that, a little bit of just how do you? It's a forensic study into how
a
you
forensic
always,
study.
How you always overestimate yourself and yet fall short every time asked to deliver.
Do you think there's got to be something out there where I'm going to say I can do something and I crush it? It's going to happen eventually.
No,
and you will rue that day, Gabe Neitzel. You will rue that
no,
day.
No, because again, like if you don't know how to do something, you don't know how to do something. That's fine,
Josh.
You can learn.
Josh. I think it's time for a break.
you can be taught how to do.
Josh, I'm pretty sure it's time for a break. Yeah.
Just saying, it's fine not to know how to do.
Look
things.
Again, but again, that's it's just I do believe, and I've said this on this show before, Josh. You often call me a walking cliche, correct?
Yes.
I don't know if this one's a cliche or if it's just a strophism or maybe a little bit of both. But I do believe self-awareness is the most important human quality.
That's a cliche.
Which you obviously lack.
Just what to say. I've said that for years, though, Gabe. I probably said that for 10 years at this point. It's only within the last 6 or so months I've realized I dramatically lack self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to work on that.
Okay.
But it's not going well.
No.
Because, again, I fell flat again 10 minutes ago. And I want to apologize, but I'm not really sorry. That's not the right word. It's more so I'm disappointed in myself, but I get amusement in self-disappointment.
You're disappointed in yourself for lying.
Yeah, but I didn't mean to lie. I didn't mean to lie, though.
But at the end of the day, that's what you did.
But okay, sure. But when you hold on.
Is a Costanza thing. It's not a lie if you believe it.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. He didn't think he was lying when he thought somehow the polka gods were just going to
gonna bless me with two really good feet.
Despite not knowing
what I thought was happening.
He thought, hey, maybe there's some divine polka intervention that's going to take over, and I'm going to crush this.
Divine polka intervention.
Yeah.
Might be the name of the podcast today.
Divine polka intervention. I'm telling you, by the end of the show, I'm going to be the best polka-er here.
Again, that's just a lie.
I didn't have to do that.
Mascots poking worse than I did.
Yeah, but they get away with it because they're in costumes.
I'm kind of a walking costume.
No, you're still you. All right, we've got so many other things to dive into. Because the Brewers are getting ready for the postseason, Packers are getting ready for the Cowboys. We dive into more of that coming up next here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. But here, I got to tell you about my friends over at Mentality Health, because they're here to help, especially if you feel like you're running on empty. Maybe you have some signs of low testosterone and you don't even realize it. If you have low energy and motivation, fatigue, you're just tired all the time. Weight gain, muscle loss, especially belly or muscle loss and especially belly fat, all signs of low testosterone. If you feel anxious, moody, or irritable, Mentality can help you. And what's great is that they focus on the free testosterone, which can really help you start to feel like yourself once again. Mentality, local healthcare facility, specializing in helping men feel and perform at their very best. And if you work with Mentality, if your testosterone levels are low and you're able to work with them and get those customized testosterone treatment plans, again, it's not one size fits all, customized just for you. Your energy can come roaring back. Belly fat burns off, muscle strengthens, and you feel like yourself again, confident, driven, and ready to tackle life. Be that dad who can keep up with the kids. Feel perform like you did 5 or 10 years ago, whether it's at work, whether it's at the gym. Just head over to the website, mentalityhealth.com/radio. Find out how to book an appointment and see if Mentality can help you. mentalityhealth.com/radio.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
He sounds like the Beatles.
What? Anyone?
This is a new one on me.
Listen to his interview. The way he talks, he sounds like Paul McCartney.
Ringo farted and it was horrible. Absolutely horrible.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Let me tell you about our new friends at Events by Design. Tori and his team over there doing an amazing job. I've been at a number of their events. Didn't even realize it. Last year I was hanging out at the Buck Soiree. They helped put that together. A big, huge scale event. They can help you with things like that. Or if you're just looking for a little boost to your event, like we were, and they came out and helped us out at the ESPN Milwaukee Open, out at the Bug, and they were on the 14th hole playing walk-up songs for everybody as they came up to hit their tee shot on the 14th hole. Whether it's a big thing, whether it's a little thing, that's where Events by Design can help you. The creative team at Events by Design, they truly enjoy the work that they do. And that means you can boost culture with captivating corporate events like appreciation parties, brand activations, and more. And look, right now is the time you should be thinking about that holiday party, and Events by Design can help you with that as well. Retain top talent by investing in your culture today. Just search online, Events by Design. They design you party. And it burns like me for you. And it is a party out here. The Pocket Pancake Breakfast. I didn't even know this coming in, but now I've seen so many people wearing the t-shirts. So it is a t-shirt that has a pocket on the chest to keep the pancakes in.
Yeah, so it was, I think, given away to the first 3,000 people. I don't know if we fell into that category since we arrived a little after 6:30. There was a person, I don't know who it was, that came up to us at some point in the 7 o'clock hour and yelled, "You didn't get a t-shirt!" and then walked away. So I assumed maybe they were getting us t-shirts, but then they never returned. So I think we fell short.
I think they were taunting you. Again, the whole self-awareness thing just kind of rearing its ugly head again.
No, it seemed like a genuine ask. Maybe it wasn't.
No, it wasn't an ask. They just said you didn't get a T-shirt.
Oh, you view that as a statement.
Yes.
Like an exclamation point.
Correct.
Oh, I thought it was a
question. It wasn't.
Question.
Yeah, no, it was you didn't get a T-shirt.
Look, we can be honest with one another. I'm having a bad morning. I'm having a bad morning. I thought, you know, I got to be honest. I showed up here and I was like, you know, Gabe, high energy. You know me in the mornings.
Yeah.
We've done mornings enough together now, you know, the last year and a half, where you can tell when I'm low energy at 7 a.m. I would argue you picked me up about, what, 6:20 this morning? I was outside. I was outside in 2 seconds.
Yeah, you were outside pretty quick.
I had a little pep in my step.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to go. I've had a lot of energy this morning. And I thought I was going to have a killer show.
Yeah.
Turns out, not so much.
Again, to an extent, you have. Again, I think you're learning a little bit more about yourself. Never
which
a
is
bad
always
thing.
Good. Which is always
it's never
good.
A bad
yeah.
thing.
It's always good.
You know, again, as long as you're learning and growing, just like we hope the Packers learn and grow from their loss against the Cleveland Browns.
Nice. Yeah. I would just say this. There was no shortage of loving myself.
Yeah. You know, I'll leave that one to you. You can, you know, whatever you do behind closed doors, that's up to you. But when it
not what I meant. But fair enough.
But when it again, when it comes to the Packers, like I feel so good about them going into this game because
yeah,
of everything that we have heard coming out of the locker room. We played the clip earlier from Tucker Kraft, knowing that the offense has to be better. Just Elgton Jenkins saying, "Hey, I need to be better." And yes, you said earlier, yes, this is the youngest team in the league, but I mean, there is certainly spots where they have inexperience. Whether that's the backup offensive lineman in Jordan Morgan is certainly one of those guys because of the injuries he had last year, and they're expecting big things from him. He's a first-round pick, but still has relative inexperience. Like, Tucker Kraft is an inexperienced guy at this point,
no.
So he has that self-awareness. Most of the players on that defense have experience. Like, the most inexperienced one at this point is probably Edgerrin Cooper, and he's one of the best players on that side of the football. Same thing with their safeties. It just seems like they have found a spot where they're holding each other accountable. They're holding themselves accountable, which has been a lot of fun to see how they kind of handle this whole situation. And there might have been Packers teams in the past where you see this kind of clunker and you're going, all right, let's see how they respond. I have the utmost confidence that they are going to be bouncing back in Dallas against the Cowboys. And part of that is because the Cowboys, they really stink.
Yeah.
Like, at least the Browns have a redeeming
their
quality.
Their defense.
Yes, because their defense is very good. The front four is even like their secondary.
The
I don't know
seven,
if it's yeah.
yeah.
I don't know how good the secondary is, but it doesn't matter because their front seven's that good.
Yeah.
And they have that going for them. Like the Cowboys, their second best offensive player is hurt.
Yep.
Their defense is giving up yards and points left and right. Like they don't have those redeeming qualities to me that the Browns do, and that gives me. Yeah, the youngest team in the league.
Yeah.
They're going to bounce back, and they're going to be focused and ready to go when Sunday night hits. And they're going to want to win for their guy in Micah Parsons in his return to Dallas.
Sometimes you need to get punched in the face. And I think the Packers did in a couple different areas on Sunday against the Browns. And for a team that everybody seemingly still feels very good about their chances, come the playoffs, come the division, come a potential Super Bowl run for Green Bay. Everybody feels good about the Packers as a true contender still, despite the ugly loss on Sunday against Cleveland. But sometimes you do need to get punched in the face. You need to put up a stinker. You need a reminder of, hey, you're not perfect. You don't come out every week and play a perfect football game. So when you mix all these things together in the beautiful blender known as life, and you come up to Sunday night football against the Dallas Cowboys, it's the perfect opportunity to say, hey, by the way, just a reminder, everyone, we're still really damn good. This offense is capable of putting up, let's say, 30 points. This defense can still knock the wind out of anybody's sails because they have Micah Parsons, ironically playing his former team in his former stadium on Sunday. But they also have the Edgerrin Coopers, the Quay Walkers, the Lucas Van Esses, the Xavier McKinneys of the world that can be right there to change a game at any moment. And so to play the defense that has allowed the most points and the most passing yards in the league so far, that's a great opportunity for Jordan Love to fix what he's had going on and then defensively just keep that ball rolling.
Marty Ronski, the COO of your Milwaukee Brewers, is going to be joining us next live from the Pocket Pancake Breakfast. And we're hanging out here thanks to our friends at Narrow Spine Center of Wisconsin. Who can they help? Working professionals, active adults, patients motivated to find solutions to help them return to work. Sports and everyday activities, patients seeking second opinions or advanced treatment options. That's how they're going to help you at the NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin. Bring you our Brewers coverage here on 94.5 ESPN.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up next from the Brewers postseason pocket pancake breakfast presented by the NeuroSpine Center of Wisconsin.
We are hanging out in the parking lot at American Family Field. No other place you would want to be this morning. It's the pocket pancake breakfast. Everybody's here. Gabe Nigel along with the cousin son of the day, Alex Stroff, as we are now joined by Brewer COO, friend of show. She's a part of the show at this point. Marty Ronsky.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for being out here with us.
Oh, absolutely. This had to have gone about as well as you could have possibly hoped. I mean, the amount of cars that were in line when we got here this morning and the steady flow of people who I've picked up and still hanging out listening to the polka band, it has been such a fun event today.
Thanks. I mean, this is, it's about as cool as it gets. You know, we always joke inside when you plan something like this and you kind of, you know, you're not selling tickets, so you have no idea what it's going to look like.
Right.
It's really just having faith in your fans and knowing that Wisconsin sports fans show up. And man, did they ever. This is amazing.
Well, just think about how this started. So, I mean, again, some people in the organization knew that Murph was, you know, hoarding, you know, pancakes snacks in his pockets. And then on a Friday night national TV broadcast, he shares this with a reporter. She takes a bite of the pocket pancake and now here we are.
And we run fast and hard with it, right? You run fast and hard. And we've gotten so many jokes about, what if it was something? I'm like, no, but it wasn't. It was pancakes, which we can work with. But yeah, truly. And it's a, you know, he was laughing this morning when he was out here. He looked at me and he goes, all because I ate a pancake out of my pocket. And I, like, that was the most normal thing. I'm like, you got it, Murph. This is all on you, man. But no, truly, it's one of those things that allowed us to think creatively about how we thank fans, bring the community together, rally around the team, and frankly, just celebrate. I mean, I'm just looking around. This is crazy that we still have, you know, we're 3 hours into this thing. And there's just still so many people here of all, you know, from everywhere, hanging out, like you said, enjoying the music and really celebrating one of the things that, you know, in the world that still brings us all together, which is, you know, winning baseball games.
I've seen people that I know that live in Green Bay and Madison here today already.
Amazing. Right? I mean, I talked to somebody from Janesville who said they left the house at, you know, it was, what was, she said, we laid down last night and said, forget it, let's not even sleep, let's just get on the road.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to ask a lot more questions, but
yeah, you were busy, you had a lot of things going on.
I don't know, you know, I could have asked more questions, but then you never know where that goes.
Then you'd walk away and be, you're a little nuts, aren't
you? I just said,
yeah.
You're amazing. Yeah. You're amazing. But no, we had people here from everywhere. The kids this morning, the little ones that were out here, who are just grinning.
Can
from
you
ear
imagine
to ear.
The talks at school this morning?
Right? It's amazing. It's kind of bragging rights, right?
Yeah,
hey,
totally.
My parents brought me out to the pancake breakfast. Oh, you didn't get to go? Your parents said no. Hey, we got some. There's going to be some trash talk about this breakfast, I think, based on the number we saw.
Okay, so we've got three games this weekend. Oh. Just need to win one.
Just one.
And best record in baseball, but playoffs start.
Yeah.
Are tickets still available?
So, guys,
I can't imagine, because I feel like it was pretty slim pickings when I picked up mine for the game next Saturday.
Yeah, so I won't lie. I have not checked in the last 3 hours since we've been out here.
You've been busy?
I'm only half conscious right now, actually. that early morning, like, just really hit me hard. But as of last night, we had a couple of SRO standing room only seats. Standing room only, I guess that's an anomaly. Standing room only tickets left. So we've got a couple for each game left. But it's slim pickings. But, hey. We want to be packed to the brim. So call the ticket office, jump online. If there's even one left, we want to make sure that it's picked up.
I mean, the response to, and again, we're now in a spot where it's 7 out of 8 years where this team has made the postseason. And again, the amazing part to me about that is there's been one game in that 8-year stretch that it was irrelevant.
Yeah.
That the team was eliminated in game 161, the 1 year that they didn't make the postseason. But why do you think this team is different and why they've rallied around? Because, again, I was here last year for the drive-through tailgate, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And also insane that people were lining
yes,
up to get
it
a brat
was.
At
I
6
know,
in the morning.
Fans are amazing.
And it was – but this is even somehow above and beyond that. Why this year, why this team, do you think that everybody's just grabbing onto this team?
Yeah, you know, I think – look, I won't play psychologist or sociologist about all this. Let's just talk about the guys on the field and what Murph's managed to do, right? Which is – you know, these guys, I think, display a sense of grit and hunger every at bat, right? Nobody ever looks like they're mailing it in. Nobody ever looks like they quit. And what the fans have gotten to see this season, unlike ever before, is those late inning wins where it looks like there's no chance we're pulling it out. And we do over and over. And it's just that sense of grit. And when I was talking to my boys about this at home, they were saying, you know, it's so interesting. We've got guys who played D3 college baseball, right? Which my son said too. So like that, if you talk about gritting it out, man,
totally, right?
Durbin, that guy is used to just fighting it hard, right? And, you know, we got guys that have been in the minors for a long time who are just waiting for their chance. And when you see, you know, 10-pitch at-bats from Monasterio, that's the kind of thing you're seeing. You're seeing that grit at every turn. And I think people just love that. That makes for incredible baseball, and it makes your heart stay in it. So I think this team, you know, that sort of magical mix and then Murph sort of playing his piece in that, putting it all together, I think it just, you know, it really has made this something a little different, a little special, and something we all are really invested in.
How many pancakes did Murph eat today? Do we know?
You know, I don't know. He was in, he was doing some art. He was doing some flips. I will say, I knew Murph could do a pancake flip.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he was flipping them over his back. Like,
oh,
there was
really?
No, oh, yeah. You guys missed it back here. Yeah, I mean, it was, there's some talent. There's some talent here. I said, you know, maybe in late retirement, might be something in this for you, Murph.
A pancake chef? Yeah.
He didn't flinch. So, you know, I don't know what he did in terms of consumption. I do know that we sent a case of the Murph's Maple back down to his office. So if
Very
he seems
good.
A little jittery tonight, we'll know why.
Well, it was an early morning. It's going to be a late night for him. He might need some. He might need the extra kick.
Talking with Marty Ronsky, Brewers COO here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. What kind of special things you guys have planned at the ballpark when the postseason opens up a week from tomorrow?
There is so much going on, guys. As you know, first this weekend, we've got our fan appreciation on Saturday night.
I think, I believe this
that,
cup right
that
here.
That very tumbler.
Yes.
And I always look for that word. Right. That tumbler is exactly what we're doing. Thank you, Quick Trip. That tumbler will be given away to the first 30,000 fans. We're giving away a car. We're giving away autographed jerseys. Like, we've got so much surprise and delight going on all day Saturday. Tickets available all 3 days. So we're going to keep that energy alive for the guys now. I mean, you heard some people on stage earlier just talking about Murph himself, you know, what that means, what that, the just the volume, how incredibly important that is to our players. And so we've got that this weekend, and as we head into postseason, guys, we are that. You know, if you've never been to a postseason game,
figure out
a way to get there. You know, and I say this, I think I said this last time I was on the show. Random strangers hugging one another over baseballs flying in the air is one of my favorite sights in the entire world. Like, it is, there's nothing like it.
Did I tell you the story of my mom at the Brewers game last year?
No.
We went to game two of Brewers Mets, and that's when all the Jesse stuff was going on. My mom shows up to my house, and the first thing she says when I open the door is, I cannot wait to boo Jesse Winker. The first thing she says to me. So we show up. Winker wasn't starting, but then he bats in the ninth.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting there, and my mom starts booing because, again, she could not wait. And there is a kid, 8, 9 years old, sitting in front of us, turns around and goes, "You're booing." She goes, "Yeah, I don't like this guy." He goes, "I don't either." And started booing.
Lead by example. Look, I will say, you know, this kid's like, I was taught about sportsmanship. This lady is, but, you know, I'm going to take her lead. And, you know, there's like a limited list of people I think were okay booing, and I won't name, but I think she was dead on. I think her mom had something
again,
going.
You come after this team, you come after the city.
The wisdom
this is,
of elders. The
this
wisdom
what,
of elders
yeah, this
right
is what's
there.
Happen.
I like your mom.
Yeah.
I like your mom. She better show up and show out again this year. I like her.
Absolutely.
My mom does the thing where I get the text like the one phrase at a time. So it's like 97 texts all in a row about her feelings on, right?
Yeah.
And she knows what she's doing, but like she just, it's in the moment. I love that passion. That's exactly what we're about.
And again, playoff baseball is just.
It's different.
Yeah, because every pitch means so much.
So much.
Every at bat means so much, and there's nothing else like it.
And that's why our fans show up to things like this, right? Mm-hmm. To bring the community out. Here we go. We've got this chance starting it up again, you know, in the final moments of our tailgate this morning. But it's these fans combined with the magic we're seeing on the field. This is going to be something special, guys.
Marty, thank you so much for jumping on. Congratulations on a fantastic event. Can't see what you guys have cooked up for fans coming up this postseason as
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Marty Ronsky, she is the Brewers COO joining us. Craig Karmazin. He joins us next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, ESPN Milwaukee listeners. Josh DiMaggio here for my friends at Wanna Parlay, my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but it's football season and it's time to play. I'm looking at an anytime touchdown parlay, including Jordan Mason, Brian Thomas Jr., Davante Adams and Matthew Golden this weekend. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. You put in 20 bucks, they'll give you 20 more. So download the Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up next from the Brewers Postseason Pocket Pancake Breakfast, presented by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin.
Hit it!
If you're looking to play great golf, there is still plenty of time. Look, playing golf in the fall, it is fantastic, especially if you join at the Wisconsin Country Club, just like I did right around this time a couple of years ago. I love the golf course. It's a challenging, fun course that you do not get tired of playing every single time you're out there. I also enjoy what we have for our practice facilities. But maybe you're looking for a little bit more than I am just outside of the golf. Well, how about this? How about no assessments, no food and beverage minimums? Also, we have pickleball, tennis. Pool is great for the kids in the summertime as well. Learn more at WisconsinCountryClub.com. Wisconsin Country Club, it is just a fairway away. The Pocket Pancake Breakfast here at American Family Field is starting to wrap up. People starting to head to their cars, head to work. Some of these kids, I think, are going to have to get to school. Maybe some kids are just playing hooky today. I don't know.
I think it's a hooky day because school typically starts around 8:30, 9 o'clock, doesn't it?
I would think so.
Well, maybe. In obviously, the Brewers play at home tonight. Maybe it's just an all-day tailgate for some of these kiddos?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe just hang out. Find a couple of other things to do before you head to the ballpark tonight. Again, some tickets still available for tonight if you're looking for tickets for tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. But then those postseason tickets, they are hard to come by. So a few standing room only tickets are available. And look, I've done the standing room only thing. Have you at a Brewers game?
I have not at a Brewers game.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, there's plenty of places to still stand and see all the action that you want to check out. So if you want to go, I cannot recommend going enough. You want to be there for this fun postseason run the Brewers about to start. So make sure you head over to Brewers.com and get those postseason tickets.
I may certainly have to do the standing room only, though. I did not end up pulling the trigger on NLDS tickets. I'm kind of holding off in hopes of an NLCS or World Series. I know you attend more Brewers, just about as many Brewers games of anybody.
Yep.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew you were going to pull the trigger. I was also at that Game 2 wild card game last year, which was a total blast. Obviously, it was the only one they won in that wild card series. But it was that atmosphere was my first playoff baseball game, that atmosphere was unbelievable. I mean, truly, it's unlike anything I've ever experienced. I've done playoff Packer games.
Yep.
Granted, I've done a few losses the last 2 years, but I had never done a playoff Brewers game, and it was some of the most fun I've ever had at a sporting event.
So I went to Game 3 as well. I was at Game 2, and then I went to Game 3.
So the ultimate highs and then the ultimate lows in Game 3?
But to that point, like, you know, again, going to Packer games and doing that, like, the back-to-back home runs, when Sal Frelick hit that home run last year to follow up the Bowers pinch-hit home run, the place came unglued. Like, I don't know if I've ever felt that. Honestly, and I did not go to any of the games, and it was even harder to get into when the Bucks made their run because seats were limited. They weren't able to pack everybody in there the way they typically would in 2021 when the Bucks won their championship. But like that's the biggest moment I've ever felt. Honestly, another big pop that I remember, this was inside the old Bradley Center when the Bucks were in the playoffs and Matthew Dellavedova stole that inbounds pass and made it. Like, after he did that, the place came unglued. Like, that's how just pure moments of pure just joy that can happen only during the postseason. And especially when in playoff baseball, again, you go to if you go to opening day, and I have the last handful of years, opening day is more like an event and baseball's going on in the background. It's more like a social event. People are there. They want to be there to tailgate. And the game is kind of an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
It is all about the game when you go to a postseason game, and every pitch is just so important. You're feeling just every single thing, anxiety on your seat. And when the ball leaves the ballpark or you get that hit to score a run, it is so much fun.
I know we got three more games in the regular season. I know we want to get to win 97,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot mean this more seriously. Can we just fast forward to next Saturday?
No, I am going to enjoy next week, man. I am going to enjoy kicking back, watching all these other teams fight it out in the wild card round while the Brewers get to sit back, rest, get healthy,
and you're right.
I mean, everything up the way they exactly want it for the divisional series in terms of pitching. Everybody's going to be well rested going into that. Yeah. I am going to enjoy this week because the Brewers have had to grind it out in the wild card.
The only rooting interest you have next week is that the Cubs and Padres go three games and each of them are 12 innings or more, right? I mean, that would be ideal.
Yeah. Just wear down those bullpens.
That's the hope. The real hope is they go three games, right? You want that series to go as many games as it possibly can, obviously being three. But then you just hope everybody's a little tired out. They use whatever they got in that wild card series, and the Brewers can have an easy road to the NLCS. But both teams that the Brewers have the opportunity to face are good teams. Obviously, you saw the Padres up close and personal last week. And then ultimately, we've seen the Cubs throughout the year. I really want to beat Craig Counsell in the NLDS because I just imagine, you know, next Saturday, if that series begins against the Cubs, that roof better be open because otherwise it's going bye-bye because the roof is going to explode at AmFam Field.
I just don't, like you said, I don't care who they play. I don't have a preference. Maybe both those teams are good enough teams, but I think the Brewers are, they're the best team in baseball. Who cares? Whoever's coming here, best of luck to you.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be the underdogs to us.
I love that mindset.
Like, you're not as good. And that's not to say that the Brewers are going to win it all. I mean, it's baseball, wonky things, strange things happen. But again, it's different in a five-game series and in a seven-game series versus the three-game series that we've only been able to experience the last couple of seasons where the Brewers haven't been able to get out of it.
Yeah.
I just feel so good about, hey, you got to come here. You're going to have to deal with not just our team, our crowd, in the majority of the games we play, if these things go full, I feel so good about where this team is. And again, do not care whoever they end up playing. It's just not important to me whatsoever.
I agree. You know, you feel, we keep using the term, it feels different. Well, but it's because it does. I don't know that I've ever felt this good about a Brewers team. 2018, obviously, you felt really good about their chances.
Yeah.
You know, once they, you know, everything went right that year. They had the MVP. They make it to the NLCS. Ultimately, it leads you to heartbreak. But that was a team you felt so good about. But you looked at the Dodgers and you're like, okay, that's going to be a tough series.
Mm-hmm.
We saw what they did to the Dodgers this year.
Yeah.
We saw what they've done to pretty much every top team in baseball this year.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than them. They're better than every team in baseball. The record says that, obviously, but also the head-to-heads show that too, Gabe. And when we talked extensively earlier this morning about the bullpen and the idea of getting Trevor McGill back on Sunday and for the postseason stretch. So it's just different. It's just different because and Marty was talking about this when she joined us. You get to the eighth or ninth inning in a close ball game, and you don't go, oh, I don't know about this. You go, just give me Andrew Monasterio, why don't you? Right? Because he's become an extra innings hero over the last month.
Yeah.
It's just incredible the stories that we're going to be able to tell about this team once it's all said and done, and hopefully it ends ultimately with a World Series championship.
Yeah. And again, then you have an event like today, as Tim Dillard is still addressing the crowd here on the stage. You have an event like today that it just kind of brings the fan base together. You know, like the Packers – we all love the Packers, and the Packers are king in the state. I get
it. Yep.
But I can't imagine them ever doing something like this.
No.
Right? Like, because they're too big. Right? The NFL is too big. And to have this moment where you can connect all these fans and people are, Marty's telling us the story of people just driving up from Janesville, not even sleeping last night.
Yeah.
They just got in the car and said, hey, let's go get in line to get our pocket pancakes. And the line of cars that were here, the number of cars parked that they just decided, yeah, let's go walk in. We'll sit down at the table. We'll enjoy this whole thing. It's this city, this fan base is ready for postseason baseball. Like and here's the other thing. I don't know how many other fan bases can pull something off like off the way the Brewers did today then have this many people show up.
It's the beauty of small market, right? And we've talked about it all morning. The fact that the state, the city, the local communities have just completely, number one, invested everything into this team, but B, have just wrapped their arms around this run and what's going on in Milwaukee and how special this team is that plays at American Family Field. That's how you get what you got this morning. That's how you get here. That's how you get to a point of thousands of people eating pancakes and, you know, the coffee and the polka band and the players and the celebrities and all the in-between. It's just pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it has been just such a fun event to hang out and have everybody anticipating what's going to be happening for the Milwaukee Brewers and have an event like this. Again, now they got to quickly tear all this down because this parking lot's got to be functional.
It's going to be full in a couple hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to be functional for tonight as they open up their series against the Cincinnati Reds with Quinn Priester on the mound and the Brewers going for a franchise record in wins. Again, this has the very high potential to be the best team. And Craig said last week, Craig Karmazin, Good Karma Brands founder, CEO, that if this team makes an NLCS and they're putting up a fight in that NLCS, you could still make a case that this is the best team in Brewers history.
I would agree with him on that. Obviously, I wasn't around for 82, but and that's the team that every Brewers team of the last 8 years has been compared to. Are they as good as the 82 team?
Well, it's
2018 came close.
It's not even just the last 8 years. It's every team since
then. Yeah, that's fair.
Team since 1982.
Because
it's the only one that's gone to the World Series.
But I put this team up with the 2011 team and 2018 teams. I've had the most fun watching this team.
Yeah.
Because of all the ridiculous, and I just went through it, the ridiculous comebacks and the stories and the different starting pitchers. The statistic that I will bring up one more time because this could be the last day I get to bring it up. Quinn Priester is going for his 20th start in a row that the Brewers win tonight. 20-0.
I'm hoping
it's unheard of.
I'm hoping that continues to like 25.
25, 26.
25.
I guess it wouldn't get to 26, but 20, yeah. 24, 25.
Yeah. I would say, 25, because so tonight would be 20. One start in the DS.
He'll go to the Hall
DS.
Of Fame if that happens.
Yeah, so I think 25 is what we're hoping for. 25 in a row, because you would win tonight, get the franchise record.
Send him to Cooperstown if that happens. I'm not joking.
Win his start, or the Brewers win when he starts in the DS. Then he's probably making a couple of starts in the CS and a couple of starts in the World Series.
I know it's the longest streak in franchise history. I'm curious what the longest streak in MLB history is. I don't know how easy that would be to find. The most wins, not because it's not pitcher wins. It's the team wins.
Yeah, the team winning. But, like, that's probably some guy who, like, pitched back in 1906 when they were pitching, like, both ends of a doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they were just consistently pitching every single day. It's got to be somebody like that because that's all the pitching record. That's where they all exist.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like
that's
Cy true. Young and the number of wins he has is just untouchable.
I mean, this is an unheard of streak by Quinn Priester.
Yeah,
he's going for number 20 tonight.
Yeah.
And excited to be there tonight and root on the crew one final time in the regular season before the NLDS next week. Pancakes, coffee, fans galore, polka galore. Celebrities galore, Mr. Worldwide, Gabe Neitzel galore. What a great morning!
What was up with the? I didn't get a good look at the. They had special syrup right next to us here.
Yeah, Murphy syrup. They were selling in the booth next to us.
Was there anything special to it, or?
I don't.
Little Murphy special sauce in the.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I'll have to maybe check that out now that we're wrapping up here. But a big shout-out to our friends at Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Stop suffering, whether you want to get back into the game or just back to life. Go where the pros go, Neurospine Center of Wisconsin, bringing us our Brewers coverage. Also, our Brewers coverage brought to you by Annex Wealth Management, Boucher Automotive, and Delta Dental of Wisconsin. Wildy and Tausch coming up next.